Hello everybody. For my weekend words today, I wanted to talk about using short newspaper, magazine, or internet articles to help develop language, and also how, at the same time, to understand more about a country's culture as well as language. Also, how to think in pictures to help make the text interesting and to retain vocabulary. If you find interesting articles like the one I have chosen, then language and culture start to merge together a bit more, I think. These are not just words on paper or on a screen, but they make you think then of situations and events in the past, in the present, or in the future. I read somewhere that to learn a language well, we need to firstly understand the structure, that is the grammar, of a language and have a good vocabulary. Secondly, have the chance to communicate in a language with people who speak it well, or better still, those who speak it as a mother tongue. And three, understand some of the culture of a country or countries where the language is spoken. No small task. But having said that, all of us are learning new things all our lives, and learning another language should add to the enjoyment of learning in a positive way. I think we should always be pleased with what we know already, but keep learning as and when we can. Today then, let's analyse a text that is about English culture. It's about pub signs. Many public houses or hotels, the pub word comes from public house. Name the building and hang signs outside. It's a long-standing tradition. I've copied a short piece of a bigger article to discuss. The full text I've left here on on the text. So, now I'll read the text. British Pub Signs, A Short History by Elaine Saunders. Everyone loves an oldie-worldy pub with its oak beams, horse brasses, and roaring log fires. Nevertheless, no matter how old the pub itself, the name on the sign outside is probably the most historic thing about the place. The idea of the pub sign came to Britain at the time of the Roman invasion. Wine bars in ancient Rome hung bunches of vine leaves outside as trading signs. But when the Romans came here, they found precious few vines in the inhospitable climate. Instead, they hung up bushes to mark out the inns, and the name Bush or Bullen Bush still survive. Well, I think this text is full of cultural references that we can learn from. Oldie-worldy, for example, is a way of describing old things, as this pronunciation has a feel of times gone by when people used to speak with more endings on the words. Then we have pub sign, oak beams, horse brasses, wine bar, and some good short phrases to learn, like roaring log fires, precious few, and vine leaves, at the time of the Roman invasion, inhospitable climate, and mark out. So take some time and get a feel for what is being said in the text. The author wants to make it interesting and make you and me, as readers, think in pictures as well as words. So rather than reading through the full article that may be difficult to read and then become frustrated with it, just choose a small part of the text, say the introduction, and read it fully, taking it apart like a puzzle, and then putting it back together again. This way, I think you can practice all of the four skills, reading, listening, and speaking as you read out the text, and writing. Write about it in your own words, and then use the vocabulary, the new vocabulary that you've learned. And finally, use a dictionary to check the meaning of the words and phrases you can't guess very well. More just to confirm your thoughts after you have made a good attempt to guess them. See you next time. Bye for now.